everybody. Welcome to the call. This is Transforming the Effects of Abuse. And this is Ascended Master Jehudi, also known as Thoth and Saint Germain and Merlin, speaking to you. We will be also calling an Archangel Metatron, as the channel has described to you, will be part of this call. And we'll also be working with your spirit guides at one point, calling them in to support you in this process. As we begin, I'd like you to please close your eyes and notice what's happening in your body. Notice where there may be tension and decide that it's okay to let it go for now. Notice where there may be stress, and decide that any stress you've picked up today or the last few days, it's okay to let it go. Now let your breathing be soft and full, but relaxed. Really feel what it's like to be in your body right now. Don't judge anything that you sense or feel. Just be aware. I'd like for you to either send cords from the bottoms of your feet and your root chakra down into the earth, or invite the energy of the earth to come up into your body through those sources. On your inhales, breathing that energy fully and deeply into your body, decide that you're willing to let the earth slow you down, and decide that you're willing to receive the support from the earth, who is always there and available for this purpose. On your inhales, you breathe the energy of the earth up into your body. On your exhales, allow tension, stress to leave, deciding that you can't use tension and stress to tell you who you are going forward. Decide to let all these things go and thank the earth for receiving them. I'd like for you to decide that all energies of other people that you've picked up today in the last few days, the last few weeks, can go as well. Decide that you don't need the energies of other people to tell you who you are. You cannot use them to help you on your path. Decide to be free of them, thank the earth in advance for receiving them, and send them down through the cords into the earth. We will be asking you to do things like this during this conversation, and please understand you don't have to know what you're getting rid of. You don't have to catalog or list things. You don't have to remember anything. We'll be asking you to will that what doesn't belong to you or what shouldn't be here or what is debris that comes loose as we do the processes of this call, willing yourself to decide that you don't need them, and that is enough to begin their movement out of your field. So you don't have to list anything or be concerned with details. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, welcoming the supportive energy of the earth up into your body, decide that you are safe right now. That in this moment, everything's fine and you are safe. As you breathe the energy of the earth up into your body, recognize that the earth energy is supportive and it is always available to you. And decide that you are always supported. Some hearing this material may need to unwind a bit from their perceptions of not being supported and focus on things like this to know that they are supported. Would like for you to decide to be open to receive all support guidance, energy work, insights, etc., that may be trying to come through to you today, or that are ready to come through to you today, from your inner wisdom, parts of yourself, sub-personalities, including inner kids and past life parts, from your guidance team, as well as the channel's guidance team, which includes me, Jehudi, as well as Betatron. Decide that you are open to receiving support. Decide that you are safe and that you are open to receiving support. Breathing that energy up into your body, decide once again that you are always safe and that you are supported and that you're willing to receive the support that works best for you, the help and guidance and loving energy that helps and works. So now I want you to officially call your guidance team in. You don't even have to know who they are or even have previously known that you have a guidance team. Every human does. Just state that open-hearted intention that you are willing to receive their support and then welcome them in, call them in to create a container for you to go through this process we're going to work with. The transforming the effects of abuse. It is about all kinds of abuse. And some of the parts of you, the bits of personality, sub-personalities, have been shaped by abuse, by essentially receiving something painful. So we will be emphasizing during this call that you become willing to receive, but receive what is best for you, to receive what is in your highest good, what serves you, what works for you, what helps you come out of disempowerment, what helps you step into a state of empowerment and happiness and joy. Breathing that energy of the earth fully up into your body. Know that you are safe. Know that you are supported. Thank your guides and me and Metatron and the channel Tom in advance. Now, please decide to shed defenses to receiving. Make the decision that you are willing to say yes to what is wonderful for you and no thank you to what is not wonderful for you. For some of you, that may be challenging. Some of these things we ask you to do may be challenging at different times. Some may be easy. You may feel freer once you work with a concept or repeat something in your mind. If resistance comes up, please let that be okay. Decide once again that you are always safe and you are always supported, and that you are willing to receive supporting guidance that works best for you, that serves your highest good, that helps you. Thank your guides for helping you in advance. Thank the channel, thank me, thank Metatron. Thank yourself for being willing to open to receive in new ways. And thus far, we've been offering you the opportunity to hear this vibration that we're offering you through this channel's voice and body. And now we're going to ask for your permission to step into your space, to step into your field, and affect you directly with energy work and with this vibration that we are already carrying. Thus far, we have asked you to make certain decisions, and we have done nothing. We always ask permission, no matter how many times we do this or how many times we speak with the different people. Nothing can happen without your energetic consent. And many times, humans vibrate energetic consent without conscious consent from their personalities. One of the things we want to put your attention on during this time together today is for you to set clear, empowered intentions and make certain decisions which will alter your vibration such as the ones we have asked you to do so far. When your vibration is in that way altered, what comes to you changes. We will explain more about this as we go. For right now, please silently give us permission, if you are willing, to receive this energy work and to have us step into your space. It is rather intimate. If in this moment you don't feel comfortable, it's okay to say no and then in 5 or 10 minutes change your mind or whatever. Or, if it doesn't feel right today, you will have this MP3 later. And you can always choose a different route later. The effect will happen as you, if you decide this vibration is welcome, it will have its effects. Okay, thank you. We're going to describe to you two different things as we go. One is what we're actually doing, as far as what we are doing in your energy field. And the other is we're going to be teaching you certain things, and then as part of that, asking you to make certain decisions which align your consciousness with an empowered vibration, which you have already started doing. If you have done any of the things we have asked you to do over the last few minutes. So once again, breathe the energy of the earth fully and deeply, but in a relaxed way, up into your body. Thank the earth, thank your guides. Decide that you are always safe and supported. Decide to shed defensiveness, to shed walls and shields to receiving. Decide again that you are safe. We're going to begin with the root chakra. This is the base of the energy field. This is chakra 1. It's located right around the anus in each person. We ask you to activate this when we have you breathe the energy of the earth up into your body in this way, as we always do. This is about safety and security. It's about instruction and treatment from clan and nation, heritage, ancestry, ethnic background, and family itself. A person's immune system is either strong or not strong depending on the state of the root chakra. When people have been hurt by family members, or in a general way, hurt by those by people with the effect of feeling not safe, the first chakra is out of alignment or full of debris or both. So we're going to work on that before proceeding to the second chakra. These are the two chakras where most of the debris from abuse of various kinds will be hiding out in your field and interfering with things. Abuse affects health years and decades later, and even lifetimes later, as we will describe. The effects of abuse can get in the way of being willing to receive, as we've begun to cover. Having defensiveness, having shields up. That can interfere with the experience of money and in all relationships of all kinds. So these effects of abuse are far-reaching, and other things as well. When the first and second chakras are cleared out and debris is on its way out or gone, and things are aligned and you know that you're safe and you know that you can say yes and no to what you like and don't like when appropriate, other things start to shift so that the heart begins to relax. You know you're safe. You don't need some shielding there and other places as well in the body. So we focus rather directly on the first and second chakras in this process on this call tonight. We're going to, in a few seconds, begin putting in an empowered vibration, empowered ball or bolus of energy into your root chakra. So breathe that energy of the earth up into your body. Decide that you're safe and supported. Decide that you are willing to experience some clearing, help with healing things, shedding, releasing, aligning, altering your perspectives on what has happened and who you are, and to become more empowered through knowing that you can make certain decisions. Just set that up right now before we bring this frequency into you. in about 10 seconds. Please make the decision to be humble enough to rewrite the history of why things have happened to you. I want you to essentially decide with some humility, some humble energy, that parts of you, perceiving you need to defend yourself going forward, need to be proven wrong about why you have experienced difficult, painful, or abusive treatment from others. I want you to decide to be willing to be wrong about why these things have happened to you. Whether verbal, emotional, physical, mental, sexual, any kind of abuse. Decide that you're willing to find out that you're wrong about why it happened. It would be easy for some people to decide that it happened because they weren't smart enough, they weren't vigilant enough, they didn't do a background check, they trusted too much, that something about them is the problem, something about the individual, him or herself, is the issue. For some other people, it would be very easy to decide that the other person is a problem, the other person has this illness or this attitude problem, or the other person is helpless to control him or herself, or this other person has a problem, he or she is not compassionate or empathetic or realize the impact of his or her actions. The linear logical mind, which is what attempts to defend you after something painful has happened, will find it easy to decide that logistics and cause and effect in the linear, in the manifest world, material world, I did this, and so that happened to me. And then the question, maybe I deserved it, or the assertion, I sure as expletive did not deserve that. Either way, the linear logical mind is in play. Please right now make the decision to find out that your linear logical mind may be wrong about some things. Decide that you're open to finding out why your soul has co-created abusive dynamics. Now, at this point, you may have thought of particular situations or relationships, particular dynamics from your past or your present, even. Things that have stayed with you if they're from the past. Things that seem inescapable, whether past or present. I want you to decide to take all the energies that you received during that situation, gather them all up in the center of your field, and decide that you don't need them to tell you who you are, that you don't need the energies of other people to tell you who you are. You certainly don't need debris from the past to tell you that you're not safe. Decide that you are safe. Decide that you are willing to say yes and no when appropriate. Decide that you have the right to simply deflect effortlessly what should not be with you, what does not belong to you, what does not serve you. Gather that energy in the center of your field. Make the decision you don't need it. Again, you don't have to catalog or list or know specifics. You don't have to think about things, but you may remember certain things or people or situations. Gather all of those energies into the center of your field. Decide that you don't need them. Thank the earth in advance for receiving them and will that they go down into the earth through those cords. We're going to help you push some of that stuff because some parts of you think that these energies are your energies. So we want you to focus on, you don't need to defend yourself. You are safe and supported. You have the right to say yes and no when appropriate. All the energies of other people that do not belong to you, that have come into you through various abusive dynamics, that gather that all up together in the center of your field. One more round, one more layer. Will that to go down into the earth. Because you don't need it to tell you who you are going forward. Thank the earth for receiving this energy. Thank your guides and all the other beings here today for helping you with this, for helping you to remember that everything's fine and that you are safe. We are beginning to spin the first chakra. This will help with clearing more debris. We go on a process of clearing debris before we call back things that belong to you. So we will be doing that. Some of you are aware of this process that we do through the channel. But this first process takes a few minutes and several layers. Spinning the lower chakra, the root chakra in each of you. Decide once again that you are safe, please. Please decide that all debris, all energies that don't belong to you, all things that have come loose during this process, send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth in advance for receiving them. You no longer need these energies to tell you who you are. For a couple of slow, deep breaths, breathe the energy of the earth up into your body, please. As a kind of a resting moment, a pause in this process for just a moment, a couple of two or three or four breaths. Do a gentle scan of your body to just check in and see how it is doing and what you are feeling. Just note what's happening. Some parts of your physical body may feel very open. Some others may feel closed. You may feel heat. You may feel tension. You may feel as though a bruise is there on a part of your body, though it isn't. You may feel vulnerable. You may feel cold. This is all part of the process of calling different parts of you to the surface to shed the energies that they carry, and then to have you make certain empowered decisions now that can help them relax. So what has occurred for you in various situations when you have felt abused or been hurt in different ways that are abusive, whether sudden or chronic low-grade energies, either way, whether traumatic short-term or long-term, chronic stress is traumatic too. All those parts, we want to call them to the surface, and whatever you experience then, you may feel now, in little bits, little flashes, little feelings in your body. Breathe that energy of the earth up into your body. Decide that you're strong enough to handle whatever comes up within you and that you're strong enough to be compassionate toward yourself. Okay, a couple more breaths before we step back into the space. There are one more note before we continue or go back into that energy work phase. Two things we're trying to activate within you. One is, as we said, calling forth parts of you from past lives or earlier from this life who have been shaped by abuse, as in you could be a fully functional adult, but a hurt 10-year-old may come to the surface as we do this. And that if you were hurt when you were 10, if you were hurt when you were 3, when you were 5, when you were 15, 20, 30. More noticeable being shaped by these experiences when we're younger, as far as subpersonalities go, being defined by these personalities. And you can think of this as a, think of a time when something, you felt something and suddenly you felt like a defenseless 5-year-old and you were 40, you were 35, you were 30. That's what we're talking about. A part that carries a vulnerability or a feeling or a fear comes to the surface and you are that age. We're attempting to activate those parts to come to the surface while asking you, the second thing we're activating, to make these empowered decisions so those parts can relax. So please decide right now that you are safe and that you are strong enough to deal compassionately with all parts of you that may come up now and coming up in the next few weeks and months. When a person has experienced abuse, it is easy to appoint that subpersonality to running one's life. This personality, the subpersonality, the part of you, may feel a lot of fear, and fear seems to be the fuel of your day, your week, your month. For others, the pain and victimization. For others, the sense of being wronged. For others, the anger and defensiveness. So for those who have experienced abuse, it is possible for one of these things to be the main thread of how your life is run, your life as a whole. Routinely, we speak with individuals in client sessions of the channel, and there we share with people how to understand this and how to identify this within themselves. We're doing this here for you today. And the people we speak with individually recognize this thing is real about them. And they wonder if it's them, because it's always there, the fear or the anger or the vulnerability or the victimization. And we do everything we can to impress upon these people that it is not who they are, but it is a part of them. It is a subpersonality that is actually emerging and running the show. So when you speak with us, whether the channel by himself or with your guides through him or with us, we do everything we can to root the part of you that knows the difference, that is able to do grounding, to release energy, to know that you're safe. There is a part in every person that's capable of knowing that, and we seek to draw that person out. So once again, breathe the energy fully up into your body and decide that you are safe, that you are supported, and that you are strong enough to be compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what they have experienced. We're going to add in the second chakra now as we go, and we're going to explain something to you. So we're going to be spinning the second chakra and through how we say what we say and what we say, attempt to alter your consciousness in a way that can help the second chakra in certain ways. So your job is to breathe that energy of the earth fully up in your body, to know that you're safe, and to open to receiving support, guidance, and energies to change how things have worked for you regarding the effects of abuse. It's extremely important to share with you information on the contracts between souls of humans who abuse and receive abuse from each other. It is very easy for humans to live through what the channel has been calling the victim-perpetrator paradigm. One person does something that hurts another person. Automatically, there is a victim, there is a perpetrator. If you have hurt somebody and you're willing to be identified as a perpetrator, you will lose energy. You will leak personal strength and the ability to love yourself. If you take on a label of you're bad, you're evil, you have wronged somebody. If you take that on, you will leak energy, you will lose energy, your whole life will be affected. If you decide that you're a victim, you will lose energy the exact same way. As it is, most humans have they continually observe themselves as separate from each other, when in fact we attempt to teach you what we see, what your souls see, which is about all souls being part of the divine order, all souls being portions or slivers of divine consciousness, meaning you and everybody you've ever met is a sliver of the divine, of goddess and God, living through the lens of forgetting your true nature as loving beings. So each of you comes to this planet, incarnates willingly to forget, chooses to forget that you are connected. You do this because altogether you cannot learn about who you are if you are one big blob of divine consciousness that is omnipotent. So what would be needed to learn about myself? I need someone to play with. I need someone to bounce off of. But I am complete. I am everything, divine source says, all that is says. So let me portion myself off and have those portions forget who they are, who I am. It is a willful forgetting to cycle as humans through the process of learning to become loving, which is our divine nature, as all that is. Often, if you've heard channeled material from me, you've heard the phrase that all humans are here to learn about what love is, where it comes from, and who's responsible for giving it to whom. The channel books the channel has brought through are riddled with this concept. All human experiences are attempts to cycle through where to get love, how to get it, what do I have to do, what do I have to be to get it, what does it cost, when should I give it, who deserves that, do I deserve that, did they deserve that, under what circumstances, in what contexts do I and others deserve love, and where should it come from, who's responsible for being loving. And so our message to you involves this very fundamental teaching, which is you are challenged to become the source of love for yourself. These soul contracts between people involve love and hurt, support and the lack of it. These contracts between these souls, which are divine love, are only based in love. But the souls, as humans, need all manner of human experiences. Abuse and violence is one of them. Manipulation, control, rape, stealing, betrayal, lies, using other people. These are all things that are part of the human experience. They're part of the possibilities of how we can treat each other. So souls ask each other to love them and hurt them. And the souls hurt each other only because the souls love each other. So the souls as humans hurt each other only because the souls themselves love each other and want to provide the experiences that each needs in order to fully learn what it means to be here. Because as a soul helps another soul, it helps itself and the collective, and the souls never forget that they are the same exact thing and they are all one thing, which is all that is, divine source. So essentially one soul says, I need to learn about power dynamics in intimate relationship. And this other soul says, hey, I'll come down and I'll be a dating partner. I'll be a romantic partner. And this person says, and the first one says, I need you to draw out of me the ability to say no. So I need you to do what most humans may call crossing my boundaries. And that soul says, but that will hurt you. I will hurt you. I'm willing to take my valuable time as a human to hurt you because I love you. I'm willing to have that experience. So the soul of somebody who is abusive, that soul is loving all the other souls of the humans who are in pain. We're asking you to stretch your conception of what is happening to include this. As we said, it is easy to slip into victim-perpetrator paradigm, vilify the person who has done wrong, and to remain a victim. This defines the vast majority of human consciousness on the planet. We're asking you to step out of millions of years of an evolutionary process that now has your linear logical mind primed to be in charge as dictator for life, that the apparent logic is the only thing that is real. We want you to step out of that evolutionary process, that particular stage where it looks like the height of human evolution. We're asking you to bring in the logic of soul here, what the souls are actually doing. Now, if some of this is challenging to hear, we are okay with that. We accept that. We have a lot of compassion for people who feel pain and don't want to give up the identity of somebody who has been wronged. And yet we're asking you to stretch and grow into being willing to no longer see yourself as wronged, no matter what has happened to you, because your souls are co-creating this. Now, your soul is not saying, I really, really want my human to hurt and to not be open to love, to have money problems, to have relationship and job problems, to not respect herself, himself, because somebody has hurt him or her. That is not what the soul says. But the soul understands that those things are part of the process of cycling through fear to get to love. You are here to learn to become the source of love for yourself so that your soul learns about your emotional process, the intellectual, emotional, physical, behavioral process, that psychological process that leads through victim stances, the identity of I have been wronged, to seeing the divine purpose in why you have felt hurt, why you have been hurt. Please put your attention back on the cords into the earth and breathe the energy of the earth fully up in your body and thank the earth for being supportive. Thank the earth for being there always, no matter what. Decide that you are safe, you are supported. Thank your guides, thank me, the channel, Metatron. Thank all of the parts of you, whether inner kids or past life parts, who are hearing this because they're willing to hear it. Decide to gather up all energies that come loose while we talk about these things. Gather them all up in the center of your field. Make the decision that you do not need any energy, any thought, any belief, any attitude, any emotion, any bit of energy from self or other that is defined by victim-perpetrator dynamics, by that paradigm, that way of seeing the world. Decide that you no longer need to identify as perpetrator or victim. Make that decision, and we're going to come in and do a fair amount of sweeping for all of you. Gathering all of that up in the center of your field, deciding you do not need perpetrator-victim dynamics going forward to tell you who you are. You are not somebody who has wronged others. You are not somebody who has been wronged. Decide that you are a divine being here in human form, learning to cycle through fearful and pained experiences in order to generate love to reconnect while human with your true nature as all that is. Decide that all those energies cannot tell you who you are, because you know you are a portion of divine consciousness. You are a portion of all that is. And as such, nothing happens to you without your energetic consent. So send all energies from other people and all old bits of debris that have belonged to you, gather them all up in the center of your field, and decide to send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving them. We have been spinning both the first and the second chakra. We're going to pause for a moment. Please decide that you are willing to see the logic of soul at play in your life all the time. Please decide that you are willing to see all the wonderful and all the challenging things that come to you as expressions or manifestations of a vibration that you carry, so you learn how to go from fear to love. Please decide that you are willing to view all people in your life at the present time as souls who are vibrated into your sphere to show you what you are vibrating, to reflect to you your beliefs and what you think is happening. Decide, please, that you are strong enough to change your mind about why your life has unfolded the way it has. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Take a moment to relax. We're withdrawing the intensity for a moment. We want you to follow that energy as you breathe it up through your body. Follow it up through your legs, up to your hips and your torso and your chest. Follow that, slowly scan that energy as it goes up into your body as you inhale. Goes up to your shoulders and then down to your hands and fingertips. Up through your neck. Up to the top of your skull. On every inhale, gently scan that, follow it as it travels up your body. And one more round of all debris and all things that don't belong to you. You don't need them to tell you who you are. You can't use them going forward. Decide to send them down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving them. Maybe another 15 or 20 seconds of this pause before we get a We crank the volume up a little bit, again, the intensity. Take a moment now if you need to, keep your eyes closed, but if you need to shift any part of your body or you feel like gently moving or changing position, that's fine. Don't feel that you have to sit still. We're asking you to change how energy works in your body, and your physical body will feel a little different as a result. Now let's step back into it. Please decide that you're strong enough to be compassionate with any and all parts of you that need to speak or need to express themselves and say anything. How they speak is through emotion. So decide that you're willing to be compassionate with all parts of you and that you're willing to allow yourself to feel whatever needs to be felt now and going forward. Now, please make the decision that you are willing to be kind and gentle and compassionate with yourself no matter what is happening. For many people, that is the hardest thing to do. And we're asking you to be willing to do that. It will make a little more sense as we do the next step here. Now also decide, again, that you are willing to say yes please to what works best for you and what lights you up and brings joy and growth, what challenges you to stretch into a better version of who you are, while you are also willing to say no thank you to what doesn't work for you. And I also want you to consider for a moment that there are times when something challenging that stirs an old pain comes to you. A person, a phrase, a dynamic, an idea, perhaps a depiction of something in entertainment that you encounter, a depiction of an episode from a character's life that somehow matches yours or triggers something. These things we want you to say yes to, so we want you to be willing to discern between noise and what offers challenge and growth. You can think of it, with the idea of entertainment, as a depiction that tells a story versus something gratuitous and unnecessary. You can think of it that way. But there are some things that are simply noise. Somebody beating a drum of an old disempowered thing versus something that is drawing you, whether it's, again, a person, something you see or hear, or reading or consuming consciously, consciousness-wise, that triggers an old wound. And I want you to be willing to experience that and to be willing to discern noise from what's valuable. Your intuition comes into play with this. If you now set the intention that you're willing to do this and you're willing to discern noise from something valuable, from substance, you will find yourself trusting that this discomfort that's brewing is okay. And that's a subtle thing that can develop over time, but we want you now to establish the willingness while we're in this space together. Thank you. So the next phase is to call back what belongs to you that has left or been lost or been dumped or forfeited or given to somebody who has been abusive. So I want you to decide that you're safe and secure, decide that you're supported. Decide that you are strong enough to deal compassionately with any and all parts of you, no matter what they are feeling or no matter what happens. Decide that you are willing to process fear, to learn how to be the source of love for yourself. Good. Now we're going to call back energies that belong to you that have left. So decide now that you are willing to be whole and complete. Decide that you are willing to deal with inner children or inner kids who are pained and perhaps chaotic, perhaps defensive, perhaps shut down or traumatized. That you are willing to deal with them, with yourself, as a kind, gentle, guiding, supportive, loving parent figure who knows that you are safe. So I want you to really understand that to deal with those inner kids, they need to know you're safe. So as we call energies back here in the next few minutes, it's going to be some past life stuff, some adult, some childhood stuff. But as we do that, understand that the parts will not come back until they really can trust you. And it's okay if it doesn't happen right away. That's okay. What's most important is that you get to the place where you know that you have in fact co-created at a divine level what has hurt you, but that you can say no, and that you can choose more, have a more active role in choosing what comes to you. Then these little kids, these inner kids, will feel safe. and the past life parts, as they do what we call bleeding through. Their consciousness edges over into your space, and some of their emotions become your emotions, and vice versa. And in that space where you know you're safe, you also know who you are. So right now, state inside your mind silently your name, your age, and your street address. Pick something that you like about yourself. Just name, whether it's a hobby you're good at, a process you enjoy, something you enjoy doing with loved ones or by yourself, or a personality trait, a quality, something you'd like about yourself, and that you're willing to celebrate. And then pick something you don't like about yourself and decide firmly that you're willing to be okay, because you're a work in progress and you're willing to be strong enough to love these parts of you, that it's okay. Make that decision, please. Now we're adding in the third chakra as we rotate these three chakras very gently but simultaneously together. And now I want you to call back energies that have left you because of abusive scenarios. Just have that intention. It's generic. It may seem flat and useless, but we will get more specific. Have the simple intention that you are willing to call back to you all energies you have lost through abusive dynamics, whether as perpetrator or victim, no matter what your role in it. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body, deciding that you are safe and supported, deciding you're strong enough to be loving with all parts of you. Calling back self-respect, the willingness, the ability to respect yourself. Forgiving yourself for at times making choices that have left you unwilling to respect yourself, or that have made you feel that you can't. Calling back the energies of self-respect across time. As we move on and move through this process, you may feel, oh, wait, I'm not done with that part. That's fine. You have the recording. Come back to it another day. But understand that as this little door opens, even if we move on, it probably will continue in a subtle way. The same for however many things we do here, different things we ask you to call back to yourself. Which is why after the call, we want you to take it easy and be gentle, because your whole energy field may begin to shift on its axis in unexpected ways because of all these processes we're doing today. So willing to call back all self-respect, forgiving yourself for making decisions in the past that left you unable to respect yourself. Deciding that everything's fine and that you're safe, acknowledging that you're a work in progress. Now, next step. Or for part two of this step, calling back your willingness to say yes to what is wonderful for you. This is something that may have left when you received something that you didn't like, or that was painful, or that was not meant for you. breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Decide that you are safe and supported. Thank your guides, thank the earth, thank the channel, thank me, thank Metatron. Thank your inner kids, thank your past life parts. Thank yourself for being willing to do this. To change your idea and experience of who you are. Decide now to thank the souls of all people who have hurt you, because they are helping you learn to be loving toward yourself, or to say no to other people, or to say yes to what is good, which automatically begins to edit what doesn't come to you. If you say yes repeatedly to what you like, you're more inclined to say no thank you to what you don't like. It's an editing process that evolves over time. Thanking the souls of other people who have hurt you, perhaps one person comes to mind, perhaps 10. Thanking those souls for taking their valuable time on their own divine explorations to interfere in order to help you learn how to say yes and no, how to become loving, how to have better boundaries, how to respect yourself. Thank those souls for their divine interventions in your life. Now all debris that comes up around this is no longer needed and can't serve you. Send it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving it. For some people, this is a big thing. Some of you may now start to feel a bit of a shift, where even as before, it wasn't happening, perhaps. Please decide that you are willing to say yes to what works best for you, and call back all parts of you that can help you in that process. These are parts that contain passion and joy and creativity and want to respond to external stimulus with creativity of different kinds, also sexuality. Parts of you that want to engage with others and with the world, with life around you. They want to say yes. What would your life be like if you always said yes to something amazing, something wonderful, something that lit you up? Decide that you're safe and supported, and decide that you're willing to be strong enough to be compassionate with all parts of you that come up or come back to you. You take just a 10-second pause, shorter than the other two, but just a 10-second pause here to let this settle for a moment. Breathe the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Welcome back parts of you, energies, bits of energies. You know, ingredients on the recipe of you, ingredient on the ingredients list. 2 cups of this, a pinch of that, welcoming it all back. Deciding you're strong enough to be loving and compassionate. You're strong enough, you're willing to say yes and no. Now, the next bit is to call back parts of you who are willing to say no. Now, before we do this, willing to say no to what you don't like, before we do this, I want to say something. It's very important. Could not be more important to say about this. As we're asking you to orient yourself to being loving and empowered and strong and grounded and all these wonderful things, and then we call back the parts of you that can say yes. You should feel a bit more energized now. You should feel a little bit of an active edge, a happy energy, a joyful energy. You are calling back parts of you that you need, that have this. The next phase involves parts of you that may carry some anger and mistrust and a lack of willingness to be open to receiving what's wonderful. If you think about this, maybe you're already there, but think about this for a moment. When you receive something that you don't want, if you don't say no, then something gets out of whack in your field, and this is abuse. Something that is thrown at you, or thrown on you, or something put into you, perhaps. If you do say no, and it happens anyway, or you say no and somebody overpowers you, then there's something happening there too. Because if you don't know, if any person at any time, at a particular time, does not know that he or she is safe and supported and has the right to say yes or no, then the word no can be meaningless. So we're endeavoring during this conversation, this one-sided conversation today, to activate the part of you that wills yes, that wills no, that wills energies to leave, that wills solid connection, that wills being loving. Activate your will as a human is activating your divine will. The parts that may come back next may not understand that. They may feel victimized. They may have left because saying no doesn't matter. So we want you to understand that you may, over the next few days, maybe the next few minutes, the next few hours, but over the next few days and weeks, you may need to adjust to some of those feelings through repeating what we have done thus far. Not necessarily in having to listen to the recording 3 times a day or something like that, but in this notion, I know that what comes to me is a co-creation of my soul. I know that I'm safe. I know that nothing can happen to me without my energetic consent. And I know that if I'm vibrating, my divine will says I am willing to say yes and no, and you truly believe it. You know, yes and no when appropriate. You truly believe that. Then when you say yes, it carries much more impact. It creates impact. And when you say no, it creates impact. So right now, make the decision that as you are growing into, settling into, stretching into, being willing to say yes and no, decide that you do not have to fight to gain either result, to achieve either result. So please decide now that you're willing to be confident and that you're willing to be compassionate with all parts of you. Make that decision, please. And we're going to be sending some stuff now into your field to help flesh out some stuff before we welcome those other energies back. Spinning the lower 3 chakras in tandem in a gentle, slow way. All debris related to these issues that doesn't work for you or doesn't belong to you, please make the decision to send it down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving it. And then a couple more breaths of energy up through the earth to kind of wash things, to refresh things. Understand that when parts of you speak to you, you feel emotion. The more grounded you are, which is the majority of what we have done with you today, to get a serious state of grounding going with you, to help you co-opt our energies so that happens in a strong, strong way. The more you are grounded, the more you can see your feelings coming and going, that you can see emotional states, but they are not who you are. So as we welcome now, I want to gently, slowly open the door for you to begin calling back to you energies, parts of you that are willing to say no or need to say no. Slowly, gently opening the door for those parts to come back. The effectiveness of this exercise, of this process, depends upon your comfort level with all that has come before in this conversation so far. So over the next few days, you may feel some agitation. You may have, from a past abusive scenario, not felt fire. Perhaps, maybe not. Now would be the time when, if a part of you is ready to come back, the part that feels fire, you will feel it. and you may see in the world around you or hear about minor things that trigger you. Minor things that are not important, but that make you angry because of an injustice or somebody hurting somebody or something. You may be, we want to say, hyper aware, hyper vigilant about certain things like that. This is the process the channel, we have led the channel through the last week. Every time he does one of these big events, there's a different theme every time, and he has to go through his own process as he is speaking our invitation to you, as he is helping you do this. He has to go through it before the call. But the more grounded you are, the more you can recognize that feeling as a part of you speaking. This is critical. Because we are asking some angry parts to come back to you. We're asking parts to come back to you now who feel wronged, who feel victimized, who may feel righteous, who maybe come back in full armor with swords, with full battle gear. That may be how they present, ready to fight. And I want you to commit now to being grounded enough today, over the next few days and going forward, to manage those parts of you effectively with compassion, but be so grounded that you don't have to do what they think you should do. The more hurt ones will be angry or depressed or both, and they will have strategies for trying to cope with those things that you should not do, flat out. They will have ideas that you should not do. Decide now not to shame them. Decide that you are strong enough to be compassionate. See, we set that up several times before we even told you about this. Decide that you are strong enough to be compassionate and that you are willing to be grounded enough to behave intentionally and to hold space for these parts of you to release what is difficult and painful. For some doing this process, parts will not come back right away. They will watch and see if, from their perspective, you can handle them. Part may be very angry and may have actually left, so to speak, fragmented or gone off to hide or gone off to seek adventure elsewhere. If you've made the conscious decision, I don't want to be angry. I can't afford to be angry. I don't want to hurt anybody with this anger. I don't want to hurt myself. Part of you may have gone away. We're calling those parts back. And again, for some of you, they're not going to come back right this minute. But when you're feeling okay with the previous part of the process, all the things that come up to this point, then they naturally will. Meaning, if you work with these ideas and you listen to this recording and you ground and you do all these decisions and you clear out these energies, you may wake up some random morning after having a dream that was the best dream ever because you got a lot of stuff done, you made calls, you did this, everything, you had this adventure, you got on the plane, you did this, it was amazing. And then you wake up and you're like frustrated and angry. And it would be a part of you having returned who carries that energy. So again, please decide to be grounded enough to manage those feelings, but be compassionate towards those parts of you, and to choose not to do everything that they think would be helpful coping for the feelings they have. You know, being overly reactive to these perceived injustices or abusive scenarios in the world around you. Calling somebody in your life who's playfully teasing you and, or calling that person out and accusing that person of being an awful person, even though it's playful. Decide to be willing to say yes and no to what works, but to be discerning in that and to recognize that these feelings come up, take space, they recede under the surface, they come up later. But know that you're strong enough to be grounded and always compassionate with dealing with these parts of you. And by the way, any human who decides to be whole and complete has to deal with this. Being whole and complete is not a state of utter peaceful, being blissed out, everything's wonderful, singing campfire songs. Being whole and complete is owning all parts of you and managing them in a grounded way with conscious, loving intention. In other words, spiritual growth for you cannot really happen until you call angry parts back. Victims, angry, rebellious parts, the wronged parts, the parts that would love to get vengeance for being hurt. All those parts are real. We don't want to deal with those parts often, especially people who identify on a spiritual path. Yet it is important, it is critical, it is, you will not evolve spiritually for real if you don't do those things. So decide right now to be willing to view with some dispassion or detachment and groundedness, objectivity, what you could do if abused, if hurt, if threatened. Decide to be willing to hear those parts of you, but stay grounded enough that you don't have to do those things, because you're going to choose to behave and operate from a heart-centered place that's aware of all these nuances and things about the human energy field and consciousness. Please put your attention, please, onto these cords into the earth and breathing the energy of the earth fully up into your body. Decide that you are safe, that you are supported. Thank your guides for always being available. Thank the earth for always being available to you. As you have this MP3 and if you have any other MP3, any other recording of me, Jehudi, and or me and or Metatron, through this channel, when we speak together, Metatron is in the background. But you have this frequency. You have a bookmark to this frequency. If you have one of the two kinds of charged crystals that the channel charges and offers you, you have a bookmark to this frequency. And this frequency can be accessed, so be aware that you have this tool. There are people who listen, who do these events and listen every day and have remarkable changes. And some people have stuck things that come up they're actually able to work through, to change how their lives work, to change their minds and beliefs. You always have the opportunity to alter your vibration by working with these energies. Breathing the energy of the earth fully up in your body, deciding that you're safe and supported, deciding that you're strong enough to be compassionate and loving with all parts of yourself, deciding that you are willing to see other people as divine beings, magnetized, attracted toward you, to help your soul learn about how to be a person, which is to say how to go from fear to love. We're beginning to do more clearing of the lower chakras. So your job is to consider what we're talking about, making these intentions and decisions. And then holding the firm intention that all debris and all things that don't belong to you can go down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving them. That's your job over the next couple of minutes. We may be more or less quiet. All debris that doesn't serve you, all debris that doesn't belong to you, every bit of energy from other people can go down through the cords into the earth. Thank the earth for receiving it. Take a moment to scan your body, check in with your body, Follow that energy of the earth as you breathe it in and follow it all the way up to your cranium. Take a moment to relax because we're going to do something that's a little deeper now. Next, in a moment. We're going to start putting into your space a small ball of white, loving, light energy. Now, you have the ability to do this for yourself as well, using the 13-minute MP3 that the channel gives out willy-nilly, the free meditation. One of the steps is opening the heart. You have the ability to generate this energy intentionally. But we want you to receive this today. That's the point of this call. To receive this a better image of a baseline. You know, receive this energy work. Receive these new images for how you should be. Or how what is a healthier way to be. To come out of victim-perpetrator garbage. So we're going to put this very small thing in your space. And over the next few minutes as we speak, we're going to expand it. And feed it. The point is, we put something positive here. Things that are negative, things that don't work, things that don't belong to you, become more apparent. Again, parts speaking to you speak through emotion, sometimes physical sensation. So as we do this over the next 5 or 10 minutes, you may feel uncomfortable in certain parts of your body. Let that be okay. Be grounded, decide everything's fine, and that everything's temporary, and understand that it is deeper stuff that is coming to the surface, and is a and partially being lovingly burned away, partially ready to leave. We'll do both processes, ready to be shuttled out. Once again, decide that you're safe and supported. Decide that you are a divine being, learning about coming from fear to love, going through that process, which can be a swamp and or a minefield. But that it is a process that can happen and does happen. Decide that, given that, you are a work in progress. And that you're willing to be understanding and gentle and compassionate with all parts of you, no matter what they are feeling or experiencing. Now, thank you. This next step, for some of you, may be a little more intense than others. And that's okay. I'm going to phrase things as though it's very intense, just in case it is. If you're not feeling that much with this, and what I say is not doesn't seem applicable to you, this is fine. Still go with the process, but perhaps some of you may not need this particular layer to be cleared out. What we're talking about is not just energies that may come to you or you may absorb or pick up or carry on someone's behalf. We have been working on clearing those things out thus far. What we're talking about is energy that is forcefully put into you in various ways. If I were to yell at you, there could be this. If I were to, in some way, penetrate your body against your will, this would be applicable. If I were to physically strike you, this would be applicable. If I were to in any way hurt you in that way, in those ways, this would be applicable. So I want you to be aware, if this is applicable to you, of times when somebody has, whether through verbal or physical means, put energies into you that you didn't want, that you couldn't use, that were painful, whether you did or did not say no. I want you to be aware of one situation that rises to the surface for you where somebody put energy into you. And I want you to recognize that that person is a soul, has a soul like you. And I want you to consider that this soul has taken its time, its valuable time as a human, to give you energy, to put energy into you that you must learn to get rid of and shed. understand that this person has been affected adversely as well. It doesn't feel good to hurt other people. It sticks with us, and we often begin self-destructive behaviors because we don't know how to understand how it could be so terrible to do this to others. Conversely, people who have received this sometimes destroy themselves as well, because they don't understand how they could be so hated, not loved, not supported, not safe, as to have experienced these things. So decide right now to be absolutely compassionate with yourself and all parts of you that want to come up, that need to hear this, that need to get rid of something that was put into you. And decide to be compassionate with those people who have put the energies into you. Regardless of their motivation, regardless of the means. And if this has seemed or felt applicable to you, please give us permission now to step into your space to clear some deeper things out that might be a little harder to remove than other things. So just take a moment and just give us silent permission if you're willing to have us come in there. And if this is applicable and you're not ready to do that or you're not comfortable, simply say no thank you, not right now. Perhaps a later date, maybe. That's fine too. We will not come into your space without your clear conscious energetic consent. Just take a moment and decide if you want to receive this. Most of the time the energy work is in having you transform and remove things and change your mind so things shed. We're actually going to be removing some things right now. So this is a little different than what has come before in this call and actually in many of the calls we've done with you, these longer 90-minute transforming events. Okay, so in about 10 seconds, we will start that next step of the process. Decide that you're safe. If you're willing to do this, if you're ready to do this, decide that you're safe and supported. Decide that everything's fine. Decide that you're strong enough to be compassionate with all parts of you no matter what happens. Decide that you're willing to transform the narrative of your history of why things happened to you or do happen. We're going to step into the spaces of those who have given us permission, and we're going to start removing some things. We're going to be as gentle as possible. But you may feel heat or pain or burning or something in your space, in your body. You may feel uncomfortable. You may need to shift position. It's all fine if you do. Do not restrict or constrict anything. All debris goes down into the earth. Thank the earth for receiving it. You don't need the energies of other people that were forcibly put in you for any reason. Will those to go down through the cords into the earth and thank the earth for receiving it? One more round. Decide that you no longer need any kind of identity that has to do with being a victim of anything. Decide that even if not today, but you are eventually willing or willing in time to accept that what has happened to you is a co-creation and to respect the logic of soul, to come to acknowledge and respect the contracts of love between souls, even when people hurt each other. Decide you are willing to do that, and even if it doesn't happen today, set the stage for willingness. Please, in this space, decide that you are willing to say yes, please, to what is wonderful and no thank you to what doesn't work for you. Decide to do those things without guilt or shame. Decide that you are willing to receive what is helpful, supportive, and growth-inspiring for you. Decide that you are willing to receive what is wonderful, that you are open to receiving guidance and support, you are open to synchronicities. You are open to finding out that the universe is always trying to root for you, is always rooting for you, trying to get you to root for yourself. Decide that you're willing to see the input of your guides and any other beings, such as myself or Metatron or anybody else, that you are willing to see their input in your lives. To know that you are supported. Gathering up all the energies that we're talking about, any energies that have put in, that have been put in you by other people, whether they meant well or not, whether they were using you, whether they were trying to overpower you, whether they were expressing their own hatred of themselves, whether they were exploring what it means to feel hated by life, by God, by the universe, to feel abandoned, to try to feel strong, by having an effect on another person. All such energies, decide you do not need them to tell you who you are. Decide that you do not need to be a victim to have an identity. Gather those energies up in the center of your field. Decide to be free of them, and that you are willing to progressively shed them over the next few weeks and months. And send those down through the cords into the earth, and in a moment, and thank the earth, and then in a moment we're going to come in and do some cleanup after that. But will that to happen? Make those decisions. Know that you are strong enough to get rid of what doesn't belong to you. That you are strong enough to develop a healthy identity as a divine being, learning to come from fear into love. That is your life mission. No matter what your astrology chart says, no matter what your personality is like, that is your job as a human. Recognize that and accept that. So you have had experiences that have made you fearful. Accept that as best you can right now, please. Decide to identify as a divine being, learning to go from fear into love. And decide that everything else you don't need. You don't need any other bits of identity, or the energies of other people, or ideas of who you are. Decide to be free of those things. And send those things down through the cords into the earth. And thank the earth for receiving those energies for you. And then relax for 10 or 20 seconds. Maybe a little longer. Now for a couple of minutes, we're going to gently ease out of this space. And that is the point we wanted to get to with you today. So, breathe that energy of the earth up into your body fully. Decide to let go of any tension that has come up or debris that has been shaken loose. Even the debris or tension of subpersonalities or inner kids. Decide that on your exhales, you can send them down through the earth very gently. So your inhales draw the energy of the earth up in your body. Your exhales, willing that anything you don't need and can't use goes down through the cords into the earth. Please reassert the commitment to yourself to be gentle and compassionate no matter what happens. No matter who speaks, meaning no matter what you feel. Decide to hold space for yourself to feel what you need to feel to process things. You cannot move through past pain without refeeling it. That is a simple truth. We make ourselves available to you as a resource to support that process, to help you ground so it's done in a conscious way, so that you do not feel overwhelmed or taken over by something difficult that is carried within you, or that is a response to what is carried within you. Decide that you are strong enough to be gentle, that you are strong enough to be compassionate, or strong enough to withhold judgment. You're strong enough to forgive yourself for seeming to put yourself in situations where you got hurt. Decide to forgive others for hurting you. Decide to accept the wisdom of soul. And deciding to revisit this recording for this energy work process, this purging, burning, loving process, as well as these teachings that we have shared with you today. After we are done, in about 2 minutes, we encourage you to stay in this space and relax. Do what you need to take care of yourself. Maybe you need to move, or maybe you really need to eat or drink something, or go use a facility somehow. That's okay, but be gentle with yourself. Don't immediately turn on an electronic device to distract yourself. Please thank the parts of you that came to the surface, that were willing to experience this. That will always happen. We always want to be grateful to them and let them know that they're fine to be here. They're welcome. Please thank your guides for helping to co-create a space for you to make these empowering decisions that purge, burn, and shed the past, the negativity and fear, all the victim garbage that doesn't work for anybody. Please thank Metatron, thank me, and thank this channel for being willing to go through these things a week ahead or a month ahead before you do. And pass the word to other people you feel may benefit from this work, from this particular recording or this work in general. Thank you for your time and attention. It is really wonderful to work with you. And we also thank the channel for being willing to do this for you. This helps him, it helps you. We reach people, everybody's happy. Thank you for your time and energy, and take care of yourself. Goodbye.